The Thompsons, father and son discoverers of the electron. Joseph James, J.J. Thompson, is well known for his discovery of the electron, a negatively charged subatomic particle almost 2,000 times less than the mass of hydrogen. This discovery took place in 1897, and J.J. was awarded the 1906 Nobel Physics Prize for his achievement. What is less well known is that J.J.'s son, George Paget Thompson, also won the Nobel Prize in 1937, shared with Clinton Davison, for showing that a beam of electrons could be diffracted. Diffraction is the spreading of a beam as it passes through a small gap, and is the property of a wave, not a particle. The two discoveries are not contradictory. They are an example of wave-particle duality, an aspect of quantum mechanics. This means that all subatomic particles, in fact all particles, show aspects of wave and particle behaviour at the same time, and that all waves can also behave like particles. Some examples that exhibit wave-particle duality are light and electrons. So first of all, light. When a beam of light passes through two narrow slits, the two beams spread out from the slits and interfere with one another to produce an interference pattern of dark and light stripes. The dark stripes are where the peaks of one light wave coincide with the troughs of the other and cancel out. The light stripes are when two peaks coincide and add together. Interference can only be explained in wave terms. However, when a beam of light shines on certain metals, an electron is ejected, the so-called photoelectric effect. This can only be explained by using a particle model in which a beam of light is thought of being composed of tiny packets of energy called photons. Thus, light can demonstrate wave and particle-like properties. Now, if we take electrons, diffraction of electrons can only be explained if electrons are thought of as waves. In the electron gun of a mass spectrometer, the electron beam ejects electrons from atoms or molecules of the sample to form positive ions. This can only be explained if the electrons are thought of as particles. There's no contradiction about wave-particle duality, nor is it a question of particles sometimes behaving as waves and vice versa. It's simply that our everyday classification of the phenomena into wave and particle breaks down when we are considering things on a subatomic scale. There are also other Nobel Prize-winning families, some sharing the same prize. William Henry Bragg and his son, William Lawrence Bragg, shared the 1915 Physics Prize for their discovery of X-ray diffraction. Niels Bohr won the 1922 Physics Prize for the model of the structure of the atom, and approximately half a decade later, his son Eger won the 1975 Physics Prize for his work on the structure of the nucleus. Perhaps one of the most impressive Nobel families is the Curies. Marie Curie won two Nobel Prizes, one in 1903 sharing the physics prize with her husband Pierre, and one alone in 1911 for chemistry. Her daughter Irene and husband Frederick won the 1935 Physics Prize. All the Curies prizes were work on radioactivity. Maybe sometimes science runs in the blood.